For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Near the end of Albion Street in the village of Mendocino, a small green and red building perches at the top of a steep staircase. Aside from a few wild Chinese vegetables in the now-abandoned Chinatown, this temple is all that remains of a once-thriving Chinese community that worked in the lumber mills in the latter half of the 19th century. The Quan Tai Taoist Temple was built in the early 1850s and was rededicated in 2001. It is now a California Registered Historical Landmark. I stopped by on Saturday afternoon for a tour with Jeff Lee, a photojournalist and amateur historian whose interest in California Chinese history started with his own community in Locke. When he talks about the sisters, he's referring to Lorraine He Chorley and Loretta He McCord, descendants of temple founder John Singh Lee. He Chorley's book, Chinese in Mendocino County, is based partly on oral histories from her own family. Here's Lee talking about how they found out where John Singh Lee was from.
On working on that book, I just thought it was really important to find out what dialect group she was from. And I asked her, I said, well, can you say anything in Chinese? Maybe I can figure out, you know, from whatever you say, what dialect group you're from. And the only thing she was able to say was cha siu bao, which is pork buns. And so that was no help. But we found a long-lost uncle of hers. And we went over to the East Bay and did an oral history with him. And as soon as he addressed me in Chinese, I knew which dialect group he was from.
So did the Chinese here on the coast in Mendocino County come here directly from China, or did they migrate across the inland of the United States?
The founder of the temple came by Chinese junk in 1852. I mean, here are people that were farmers, and they were so desperate to leave. The situation was so bad in China, they were willing to sail the Pacific Ocean. And one made it to Monterey. John Singh Lee's vessel made it to the Casper Beach. And the other three were lost at sea. And, of course, in 1852, he got here when the lumber business was just starting up.
So tell me a little bit about this temple. When I first came in, I came up 9 steps.
Yeah, the 9 steps are to keep out evil spirits because the altars of the temple in Mendocino can be seen directly from the street. And because the temple was sited by feng shui, which is Taoist, the only way around it was 9 steep steps.
So has that staircase ever succeeded in keeping evil spirits out?
It's only kept an old girlfriend out.
Why is it called Quan Tai? Can you talk about the provenance of that?
Yes, Quan Tai is the deity, and he is also the deity that you see near cash registers in Chinese restaurants with the red face. Same guy. In the Chinese restaurants, he is the god of prosperity. Here, he is the god of loyalty. He was a warrior, so he is the god of war also.
Well, let's walk around and take a look at what's going on here.
There are 3 altars, and the front one is holding the devices to summon the deity that you want his attention. The middle altar is containing food offerings, and then on the back altar is his portrait with his 2 helpers.
So I see some oranges and apples. Are there special kinds of foods that are more effective?
Food. Sometimes there's a chicken in here too, but I think the deity's eaten that one.
So is this still an active house of worship?
We do get people here visiting on the weekends when it's being manned, and sometimes we're fortunate enough, someone will be here who's a practicing Taoist, and they'll go through the routine. The worship ritual is they'd come in here and they would ring the gong 3 times. To summon the deity, and they would light 3 sticks of incense, bow 3 times, and consult with the deity. And they would be told to use the fortune sticks. And they would kneel down and they would shake the stick until 1 stick fell out, and they would read the number that was on the stick, the sticks. There's 100 sticks in that cylinder. They would get the book that would give their fortune, and the fortune is in poetry.
Lee says the Chinese of Mendocino moved on when the work dried up, but the work of documenting their brief presence has not dried up at all. We'll close with a few more words on the ongoing historical project.
There was a he/Lee family reunion here last month. And several weeks before that, there was the Look family reunion was here. And the Look family was the other prominent Chinese family that were kind of the co-sponsors of the temple. Because they were fluent Chinese, they read some of the plaques, and they figured out that there was a marriage link between the two families.
So there's still a lot of ongoing research happening right now.
Oh, yeah. We're constantly passing emails back and forth to figure out what's going on. We had hoped when the He family reunion was here that we would get an opportunity to do some oral histories, but that didn't happen. That happened when the Look family was here. I actually had a recording of that family here in the temple.
Are those archived somewhere where people can listen to them?
They're archived on my hard drive, my auxiliary hard drive.
Do you have any plans for what you're going to do with it?
I just let historians know that I have it.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.